بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. باب ما يقال عند الميت وما يقوله من مات له ميت. عن أم سلمة رضي الله عنها قالت: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا حضرتم المريض أو قال الميت فقولوا خيرا، فإن الملائكة يؤمنون على ما تقولون. قالت: فلما مات أبو سلمى أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقلت: يا رسول الله، إن أبا سلمة قد مات. قال: قولي: اللهم اغفر لي وله وأعقبني منه عقبى حسنة. فقلت: فأعقبني الله من هو خير لي منه، محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم. رواه مسلم. هكذا: إذا حضرتم المريض أو الميت على الشك. رواه أبو داود وغيره: الميت بلا شك. This chapter Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought ما يقال عند الميت, what should be said in front of the person who has passed away or has just deceased, and what should the family members of the one who has passed away say. The previous hadith had a similar subject matter. The narrator of that hadith as well as this hadith is the same, Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one of the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. She says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that when you present yourself or when you are in front of a sick person, in this context sick person will mean somebody who is terminally ill, in other words who is on his deathbed. The narrator of the hadith narrates the hadith with a, according to some narrations, that is the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, with a doubt, and the riwayat of Abu Dawud, etc., without a doubt. In other words, did the narrator say that when you present yourself in front of a sick person or a person who has just deceased? So in other words, it might be a doubt or it might be with certainty. In other words, a person who has just deceased. What should you say? So her husband had passed away, Abu Salma radiallahu ta'ala anhu. She came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا حَضَرْتُمُ الْمَرِيدُ, or in this context, mayyit, that when you present yourself or when you are in front of a person who has just passed away or is terminally ill, then say good. In other words, make dua, make positive dua. Don't allow the calamity or the sadness that naturally overtakes you at a time like that to cause you to say things that you should not say. Rather, use that opportunity to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for goodness. Goodness for yourself, goodness for the mayyit. As we learn in the previous riwayat, the dua which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read at the time of the demise of Abu Salma, اللهم اغفر لأبي سلمى وارفع درجته في المهديين واخلفه في عقبه في الغابرين واغفر لنا وله يا رب العالمين وافسح له في قبره ونور له فيه. So he said, فَقُولُوا خَيْرًا, say good things. In other words, make positive dua. فَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ يُؤَمِّنُونَ عَلَى مَا تَقُولُونَ, because verily the angels are saying ameen to whatever you are saying. Whatever dua you are making at that time, the angels are saying ameen to that dua. She goes on that when Abu Salma passed away, I came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I said, O Nabi of Allah, verily Abu Salma has passed away. In other words, my husband has passed away. So let's contextualize this. Someone who has, who is a grieving widow, who has just lost her husband, she comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for advice as to what she should do or what she should say. So from this we learn some relative, some beloved, some associate has just passed away. What should we do after that person passes away? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Quli, say, Allahumma ghfir li walahu. In other words, engage yourself in dua, maghfirat for the deceased. Constantly make dua. Allahumma ghfir li walahu. Allah, forgive me and forgive him. In other words, in this context, Abu Salma, or whoever has passed away. And obviously, one is the mayyat has passed away, is facing the difficulties of the qabr, is facing the initial stages of the questioning of the grave, facing the challenges of what lies ahead. So, more comprehensive dua was in the previous riwayat. In this dua, shortened version, Allahumma ghfir li walahu. With that, the person who is alive, who is asking for the advice, in this case a grieving widow, she's just lost her husband, she lost a breadwinner, she's lost a material support in her life. It can be someone who has lost their father, someone who has lost their child. So, there are certain challenges that this living person is facing, certain losses. So one, maghfirat, make dua for. Secondly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, وَأَعْقِبْنِي مِنْهُ عُقْبَ حَسَنًا. O Allah, grant me a better replacement. It is Allah who gave you that person, Allah has taken that person away. That person in your life fulfilled a particular role. So now you are asking that Allah who gave that person to give you something better in place of that. You took something away. Ya Allah, it was your right to take it away. I'm not complaining. But what I'm asking from you is to grant me something that is a better replacement than the one that you took away. So in the case of Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala, and I'm not going to go too much into detail because the subject matter of the next riwayat is is more comprehensive in the same as to what should be said, the replacement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala particularly gave Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha. But suffice to say, she infers towards it where she says, I made this dua, Allahumma ghfir li walahu, wa aqibni minhu uqba hasana. Ya Allah, grant me a better replacement. And just briefly, at that time she is thinking in her mind, such a wonderful husband Allah Ta'ala gave me. Not only wonderful with akhlaq and character, but a Jalilul Qadr Sahabi of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He took part in the Battle of Uhud, which occurred in Shawwal, in the third year of Hijrah. He was injured in that battle. He passed away in the fourth year of Hijrah in Jumad al-Ula, third of Jumad al-Ula. He was a very, very honored companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, having made this dua, she's thinking in her mind, in her heart, Man khayrun min Abi Salma? Who can be better than Abu Salma? Such a husband Allah Ta'ala gave me. I'm making dua on the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aqibni minhu uqba hasana. Oh Allah, give me a better replacement than Abu Salma. But in the heart, who can be better than him? How is this dua actually going to express itself? How is it going to be fulfilled? So, she herself says, فَأَعْقَبَنِ اللَّهُ مَنْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لِي مِنْهُ. Allah Ta'ala gave me a better replacement. In other words, Allah Ta'ala accepted this dua of mine. And we see historically, the proof of the acceptance was that later on, after having fulfilled the iddat period of the demise of Abu Salma, she received proposal from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she was married to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So obviously, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a better replacement than Abu Salma. Allah Ta'ala gave an even better husband. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very, very important, we are taught the subject matter that as to the importance of sabr. Ulama say, like iman is integral, they say sabr also is integral. making, exercising patience in the face of calamity and hardship. Every one of us, when it comes to this dunya, we are looking for an ideal existence. The bag door of dunya that we see morning to night, people chasing behind dunya, is for what? Looking for happiness, looking for contentment, looking for the fulfillment of desires, etc. However, eternal happiness, that is in akhirat, not in this dunya. This dunya, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا نَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. On qasam, Allah says, we will test you. So there will be tests, there will be hardship, there will be difficulty. For a mu'min, for a believer, we have this conviction that these tests and hardships, trials, tribulations, etc., they are not something that is negative, they are something that is positive. Positive in this context, that if you react correctly, then you are earning in the akhirat. So it is a means of gaining closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا يَزَالُ الْبَلَاءُ بِالْمُؤْمِنِ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ وَمَالِهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the system of Allah, it is Allah's sunnat. In this world, bala, musibat, somebody beloved dying, somebody becoming sick, some financial challenge, etc. Bala, musibat will continually come. So far as your self is concerned, so far as your wealth is concerned, so far as your family is concerned, you will be tested. We don't ask for the test, but the test will come. However, the broader context of this, why is Allah testing this believer? Hatta yalqa Allah wa ma alayhi khati'a. So that when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is sinless. Allah ta'ala uses, this is Allah's washing machine. Allah ta'ala uses this to expiate and wipe away and cleanse the sins of a believer. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was his noble practice. وَكَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا أَصَابَهُ مَا يَكْرَهُ. Whenever anything happened to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he disliked, in other words, naturally, any person dislikes some loss, some pain, some hardship. So when this would happen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Very, very important this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this conviction, this reliance, this trust on Allah ta'ala. Something difficult occurred, something you dislike occurred, some beloved was lost. Besides the dua, he said, at that time, say good, make good dua. Say the correct thing. So what would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. All shukr to you, my Allah, upon every hal, every condition that has come upon me. To complete that hadith, وَإِذَا أَصَابَهُمَا يَسُرُّهُ. And when something that pleased him would occur, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi bini'matihi tatimmu salihat. Alhamdulillahi alladhi bini'matihi tatimmu salihat. All praise is due to Allah ta'ala, who, it is his favor, his bounty, this goodness that has come from Allah. Tatimmu salihat. All piety is fulfilled or is completed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason I am mentioning it is because this is the particular subject matter of the next hadith, where the narrator, again Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha, introduces it in this way, that she heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ تُصِيبُهُ مُصِيبًا. That when a musibah, a calamity comes, someone near, beloved, passed away, etc., whatever it may be, what should you say and how should you react at that time? As I said, this is a critical juncture. Something that can take us very close to Allah Ta'ala. However, if we don't react correctly, it can also be a means of significant loss. Allah give us tawfiq.